Michael Charles Evans, from Wikipedia, the free encyclopedia, located on the internet at en.wikipedia.org. Michael Charles Evans, 10th of August 1951 to the 11th of July 2011, was the third Roman Catholic bishop of East Anglia in the ecclesiastical province of Westminster. Biography. Ordained as a priest at Southwark on the 22nd of June 1975, Michael Evans spent some time as an assistant priest, then studied for a Master of Theology degree at the University of London for 4 years, 1975 to 1979, subsequently returning to St. John's Seminary for 8 years as a lecturer in doctrine. During his time with the Roman Catholic Church, he held many posts ranging from chaplain of a convent school to chairman of the Archdiocese of Southwark's Justice and Peace Coordinating Committee. From 1995 to 2003, he served as parish priest at St. Augustine's Church in Tunbridge Wells. On the 14th of February 2003, Pope John Paul II appointed Canon Evans as the third bishop of East Anglia. He succeeded the Most Reverend Peter Smith, who is now Archbishop of Southwark. Canon Michael was ordained as the third bishop of East Anglia at the Cathedral Church of St. John the Baptist, Norwich, on the 19th of March 2003. On his appointment as the new bishop, Evans said, "I was astonished to be appointed as Bishop of East Anglia and have a real sense of my unworthiness for this responsibility, but I accepted this new ministry with a joyful, though nervous, yes. I look forward to getting to know the diocesan family of East Anglia, and to working with my brother priests and deacons as a team dedicated to the ministry of Christ. As I prepare for my ordination, I ask everyone to keep me in their prayers." Section 2. Illness. In November 2006, Bishop Michael announced through the diocesan office in Norwich that he was suffering from prostate cancer and undergoing radiotherapy to treat the condition. He said he has been helped through the illness by the radiotherapy team at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital, support from the community, and his faith in God. "I am in the recovery period at the moment," the bishop said. "I have finished the radiotherapy sessions, but I have no idea what the long-term effects are. I will not find out until at least next month when I have more tests. I am much more tired than I was when I was having treatment, and having to rest a great deal. This is meant to be the worst time for side effects, and I am really feeling it. It has been a real battle, but I have had a lot of support from everyone, and at no time did I even consider giving up. It's one of those things that you just have to keep fighting." Progression of Cancer, Section 3. On Sunday, January the 2nd, Bishop Michael issued a statement through all the Catholic churches in the East Anglia Diocese. The following is an excerpt from this statement. "In the last few weeks, the cancer has rather quickly taken control. My oncology and palliative care consultants informed me openly and honestly just before Christmas that I now probably have only weeks to live, and I am prepared for that as I can be, accepting it with faith as a gift of God's grace. Rather than resign, I would like to continue among you as your bishop and the father of our diocesan family until this stage of my life ends. I do not know how long that will be. I am most grateful for the ways you have cared for and so prayerfully supported me in recent years. You remain very much in my thoughts and care. As I am sure you understand, I am able to do very little, and will need to rely on others. Please can ask you to limit any expressions of care to prayer for now, rather than anything else to which I cannot respond." The statement was issued to all Catholics in the East Anglia Diocese and received by all those who attended Masses across the whole of the eastern region of England. Bishop Michael concluded the statement as follows: "As I now live under the shadow of death, my prayer is very much that of St. Paul, that I may know something of the power of Christ's resurrection, and a share in his sufferings, trusting that the Lord is with me. I pray that even now I can joyfully witness something of the good news that we are all called to proclaim." Section 4. Death. Bishop Evans died at 7:10 p.m. on the 11th of July 2011 at the age of 59 after losing his battle with prostate cancer. External links. Section 5. The East Anglian Diocese website, available at www.eastangliadiocese.org.uk. This sound file and all text in this article are licensed under the Creative Commons Attribution Share Alike license. Additional terms may apply. All contributions must be attributed to Wikipedia. This file was recorded from a revision dated the 12th of July 2011 at 14:20 hours.